Solo keyboards. Now we're going to complete all of our other major chords, then two tones. We've already done C major. What I'd like you to do is first the white major chords, D, E, F, G, A, and B. And then go ahead and do your black major chords, starting with C sharp. When we do our white major chords, we'll follow with two black tones. And when we do our black major chords, we'll of course follow with two white tones. Then we're going to do something a little different with our black and white drill. We're going to first have harmonic doubles, three sets of them with our white tones. That's reaching out any two white tones. C, E, E, A, G, D, A flat. So that's three sets of white doubles and then one single black tone. That's the formula. Three verification rounds of 10. Then for our last drill on this session, we'll have our harmonic doubles times three, the same way, and harmonic doubles with the black tones. So that's three examples of double white tones. And then one example of double black tones. Three verification rounds of 10. You're becoming pros at this. I don't even have to explain much. Solo guitarists, here's your formula. You're going to want to write this down again. A string, any tone. A string, any tone. A string, any tone. Any tone, D string. Any tone, D string. Any tone, D string. Any tone, any tone. G string, any tone. G string, any tone. G string, any tone, any tone. Then it repeats all over again, starting with the A string. You'll see how it goes, like a round. There's nothing else I have to say to you on this. Your home bases are going to be shifting to three different locations now. See how you do with this one. For our ear training meditation, we will add the tone E flat for our keyboardists, and for our guitarists, we'll add D sharp. It's the very same tone. E flat and D sharp, we're just spelling them differently. We have to spell them a little differently because of relative pitch considerations with our diminished seventh chords. That's a spelling concern. I'm not going to go into that on this course. These are enharmonic tones. They're spelled differently, but they sound exactly the same. But the spelling is important. We're going to do melodic singles, doubles, and triples, and harmonic doubles and triples. And your verification rounds are the same as before. You may find that you get certain tones mixed up, and it keeps happening again and again and again. Maybe you get the E flat and the A flat mixed up. This reminds me of a story, actually. When my piano teacher, Mrs. Vinograd, first sent me to the music school for relative pitch ear training, I remember one of the very first exercises that I ever did, we had to sing in these rhythms. La, 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 la. And I sang the example, and my theory teacher said, wait a second, you forgot to play the A first. So I had to reach out. And he goes, oh no, you're one of those perfect pitchers, aren't you? And from that time on, he didn't like me. And I had a best buddy piano friend who also took from Mrs. Vinograd, and he also had perfect pitch, and he was also in the same music theory class with me, and our theory teacher didn't like him either. He didn't care for either one of us in the class. But anyway, I remember one day we had this one drill that the whole class was supposed to participate in. And it was just simply, he was at the piano playing tones. And we had to identify the tones. We'd go from student to student, each person in their turn, and he would keep playing tones. And it would go something like this. He'd play the tone, and the first student would sit there and think for a long time, and finally say, F. Oh, that would be wrong. So he'd have to play it again, maybe give some clues. This is a C. And then the student would finally get it, G. Okay, then we go to the next person. And the person would sit there for quite a long time. Finally, maybe they'd say C sharp, and that would be correct. Next person, you'd hear a long pause. Finally, B. Okay, good, you got that right. Then it'd be my buddy Richard. F sharp. Then it'd be my turn. C, immediately. And then it'd go back to the rest of the class. So it was really funny. Every time it'd come to Richard and I, we'd just quickly breeze through, and then everybody else was a little like molasses. But then I remember something interesting happened. It was my turn again, and the teacher played, and I said E flat. And my friend Richard just stared at me in astonishment. And the teacher, wide-eyed, just glared at me. He could not believe that I would have made a mistake. So I said, oh, let me hear it again. And my teacher played. And immediately I said, oh, A flat. See, the thing is, the E flat and the A flat sound very similar. And I had just discovered the secret to perfect pitch just a short time before this. And so I was a little green still. So I confused the E flat and the A flat there, and everybody was so shocked, they didn't think I could possibly make a mistake. So I went home and I worked on these two. I listened to them a little bit more carefully so that I could hear the difference between the E flat and the A flat. So if you're having an experience like this, where sometimes you confuse two of the notes, like the C sharp and the F sharp, because they have a little bit of a similar sound in some ways. It's a very subjective thing. So if you ever have this experience where you're confusing two tones, then work with those two tones a little bit more. You'll get to know the difference. See, at this point, you'll have to see what your own ear needs. We don't have a recipe. You have to be your own ear trainer. And wherever you're finding a little weakness, a little polishing needs to be done, then take that area up and polish that area.